You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I have constantly railed against people taking first dates to a movie. So now there's this new survey that's been out. Thousands of people were asked about the most acceptable and the least acceptable activities for a first date. And somehow going to a movie made it on the plus side. I'm like, no, stop doing that. But the funniest thing, they said the worst activity you can do on a first date is taking them to meet your family.
Oh, of course, that's goofy.
But you did that with Nicole.
No, not at all.
I thought you took her home on the first day.
No. And see, I'd been friends with Nicole for a while, so my parents already knew her.
Another thing that they said to avoid was taking them to a wedding as your plus one. Can you imagine a first date and you are taken to somebody's wedding you don't even know?
But kind of fun, I guess, too, because you could really just roll with it and have some fun.
I guess.
Did making out make the list? On the best things to do on a first date.
Most acceptable options include grabbing coffee, naturally, going for a walk. I think that was a mind bender a while ago. Going out for dinner, grabbing drinks at a bar, blah, blah, blah. Going to a museum or catching a movie.
Okay. Yeah, Spider-Man's supposed to be pretty good.
And then what else? Jamie Lynn Spears has been spilling all the tea in her book. So now Britney Spears says, wait a minute, I'll top that. Britney just signed a deal to publish a book. The thing is, the publisher must believe that everyone's going to rush out and buy it. They are giving her a check for $15 million to write a tell-all.
Baby, baby.
Hit me one more time. $15 million for a Britney Spears book.
All right, better be good, Brit.
You know, the thing is, Britney has served her sister with a cease and desist to make her stop talking about her in public, and she's been pissed for a long time about her sister talking about everything. So what's Britney going to do in her book?
Set the record straight.
Well, I know, but that family.
I know.
You going to buy that book, Jeremy?
Absolutely.
Is that going to be your bathroom book?
Oh, yeah. He's a run out of teepee.
Should we play some Brit?
Yeah, why not? Get people fired up today. That'll melt the ice.
I think we should hit me, baby, one more time.
Let's do it.
Wasn't that her first big hit?
Solid. It's a solid hit.
All right, we'll play that out of the trending report. What else is going on?
Third biggest news today behind the weather in Russia. Palindromes, Dom. 2/22/22 today, so make sure you make a wish at 2:22 p.m. this afternoon, and good things shall come to you and your family.
They've already reported on a baby, I think it was in North Carolina, was born at 2:22 a.m.
Yep.
And isn't this perfect? It's Tuesday.
Get it?
And it's 2-Point Tuesday with the Mindbender.
Oh, snap. And in other news, Christmas is 306 days away. Dom and I were talking about this off the air. Today is National Margarita Day, and I can have about one margarita before I'm like, a little too sweet. Although I'm the swirly guy. I like the frozen swirl margaritas. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorites. They ranked a bunch of popular chains and margaritas online, and it turns out Buffalo Wild Wings came in at number one. On top, and then Chili's is on there, Olive Garden, Outback, Texas Roadhouse, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. I went to grab an early dinner yesterday at Hacienda down here on Colorado Boulevard.
Yeah, good mark.
Sat at the bar with my laptop to do some work, and I ordered an iced tea. First of all, the bartender looked at me like I had two heads.
As
like,
he should.
What an idiot. But what's funny is it ended up being about probably 15 other people that were sitting around that bar.
Mm-hmm.
100% of them had a margarita in front of them. There wasn't a beer to be seen or a glass of wine or everything.
Yeah.
Apparently people just...
They had a happy hour, I think, at about that time for margaritas.
Yeah, it was $5 for the house one.
Yeah, so, and it's a decent glass. And sit there. And
I got an iced tea.
Finally, Lego is finally coming out with a Spice Girls tribute set. Yeah. Please play Spice Girls after Britney.
Pick one. You can have one or the other.
Britney. Let's stick with Britney. The set's going to be about 578 Lego Lego pieces, and you can build 3-inch tall versions of Baby Scary, Sporty Ginger, and Posh, and display them on your mantle.
That's great.
About $50 for the set, and they don't have a release date yet, but some of the images have trickled out, and they're on our Facebook page if you want to check out that awesome Lego set. Parents and kids that are fans of the TV show Arthur, they're going to be bumming. That show has concluded its record-breaking run as the longest-running children's animated series in history. It has been going since 96, 25 seasons. The second longest running animated series behind The Simpsons, believe it or not.
Crazy.
And yeah, when my kiddos were young, we popped that on PBS and let them watch it. And I remember some of those books growing up. And hey, that's a bummer. They said they're going to be doing more Arthur stuff via the PBS app, streaming, games, yada, yada, yada.
So all right.
The franchise will continue.
Don't worry, they'll still find ways to get your money.
They'll still milk it. This is kind of crazy. The story is talking about how we're at the point now where VHS tapes are considered ancient relics and worth some money. A first print of 1984's The Terminator just sold on VHS for $32,000 at some sort of online auction. They said the tape was in almost perfect condition, 9 out of 10 stars, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, if you have any old VHS tapes now at your house, still in the wrapper, never been opened, pristine condition, $32,000 for a copy of The Terminator.
Or just grab one of your old movies and go down to the store and have it shrink wrapped.
Yeah, you could actually. Yeah. They're not going to want to open it, you know. And that's kind of nutty. And then this is kind of a funny story this morning. Jacksonville, Florida has a big problem. Something in the city has been stinking up the place, and nobody knows where the odor is coming from.
I think it's their football team.
Hey-o! It's been around for the past 18 months, almost 3,000 complaints. Now, what they're doing is they're setting up all these sniffing sensors throughout Jacksonville, trying to narrow down where the stank is coming from. They say it might be something coming from volatile organic compounds that are being released from manufacturing facilities around the area.
Yeah, that's my guess.
They're still not sure. I don't know. Might be coming from Taco Bell, if you ask me. But anyway, the sensors are kind of lined up and pointed in different directions, and we're going to figure out where the stinkiness is coming from.
Good luck.
Kind of funny. Yeah, good luck. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a little feel-good fur baby story for you guys today. I guess a dog was reunited with her family in California this month after being missing for 12 years. Her name is Zoe, and she was dropped out at a rural property, it sounds like. Someone saw her, took her to the vet. They scanned her microchip, and it said that she'd been missing since 2010, about 60 miles away. She'd been gone so long that the little microchip company had listed her as deceased in the records, but here she is, 13 years old now, ready to party with her family. I mean, it's kind of a feel-good story, but then you're like, well, the dog's now 13, so...
And doesn't remember them.
He doesn't remember, and it could be nearing the end of its life. But let's couch this as a feel-good story on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.